This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Doctrine of Truth. We want you to enjoy, sit back, relax, and be enlightened by the true word of God. With your host, Bishop Algie B. Poole, Jr.
Praise God. We thank God today for each and every one. He is risen. He's alive. He's well. He's now. We have a now God, and this is what the Christian believe. Amen. But above all else, what the foundation, the center point of Christianity, that our God is alive and well. His church is still functioning, regardless of what men may say and the problems the enemy might bring in, the enemy of man's soul might bring in. He's alive and well. And we thank God that he is all powerful and have all power in his hand in heaven and in earth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day's journey. We thank you, Lord, for the things you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, because of the fact you still live and you still monitoring, oh God, looking over your people, and hearing the prayers and healing the sick, bind Satan's hand on every part. We thank you, Father God, that you know everything and you see everything. You're all knowing, you're everywhere, and you're all powerful. Lord, we ask you to bless this message today. In Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again. I'm with my wife, Terry Poole. We're here. How are you doing today on this great Resurrection Sunday? Sister Terry, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful, Bishop. Thank you for asking.
We're going to work from the book of Acts, the 12th chapter, from the King James translation of the Bible concerning, amen, the resurrected Christ, the resurrection. You know, this is the great center point. This is the major point what separates Christianity from all other religions, all other faith. Amen. Jesus the Christ. Amen. Looking at the 12th chapter of the book of Acts, and beginning at the first verse. Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hand to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to the four quarters of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Amen. Notice that this is the King James translation. They describe in the Passover, the unleavened bread, as Easter. And all of the translation we research doesn't have the word Easter. They have Passover. Amen. But we're going to work with the modern day translation of the holidays, what Jesus said, that the, amen, tradition point of view that we're looking at. Amen. We feel that it's not, many don't feel that it is so important to our salvation, but it is. It is. It's the center point of all religion and faith. Without Christ risen, amen, we won't have tomorrow. We won't have no next day. Amen. We have no hope in life. We have nothing to look forward to. No healing, no panacea nowhere, but Jesus is the Messiah. He is the risen Christ. Amen. And another scripture we're going to notice, very commonly used in the book of the book of Romans, Paul talks about, amen, if how you believe. And notice what he said in the book of Romans 10, beginning with the 9th verse. He was talking about the Jews, how people have a zeal of God. In the 9th verse, beginning with the 8th verse, But what say it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's about the resurrection. That God brought Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You notice he said the word shall. It's a future tense word, amen, exerting the intent. If you keep living and keeping God's commandments, you shall, yes, you will be saved. All right, Sister Terry, we're researching here these holidays concerning the Easter Bunny. And look like the world, amen, is trying to block, which always bring confusion, trying to block, amen, the resurrecting Christ and belief of the Christian family, amen, by mixing in pagan religion. And you notice they have, God forbid, the bunny rabbit around the tomb. They have Easter eggs around the tomb. Amen. Let us talk about the Easter egg and the bunny rabbit a little bit. All right.
Well, we read the definition that it's from the Anglo-Saxon deity of Estra. And she was accompanied by a rabbit because she represented the rejuvenation and fertility of springtime. So it's the same as Satan saying to Eve, you won't surely die.
Mm-hmm.
So now we see that it's just plain deception and distraction and confusion.
Mm-hmm.
People are confused. Young people are confused. Going to church, the Christians over time have meshed it. They meshed this pagan religion and ritual. They blended them together like we blend families. So they blended a pagan religion ritual with their Christian belief.
Mm.
And Easter is so commercial now and material that that's all people think about. They put the decorations in the store right yes. after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's all people. We're going to decorate the house with eggs and bunnies, and we're going to have eggs, we're going to hide eggs, and we're going to eat eggs, and we're going to have plastic eggs with money. And they even lately, they have the Easter Bunny bringing gifts.
Wow.
Just like they have Santa bringing gifts.
Wow.
That wasn't happening when I was a kid. So it's just, everything is so material and so commercial and retail oriented, and it's a distraction.
Yes.
And that's what the devil will do. He will do anything. That's his job, to kill, steal, and destroy and distract you from believing in God, the one true living God.
1 John 5:21 say, little children, keep yourself from idols. You know, when I did a trip to the Caribbean on a couple of missions trips, and when I really become face to face with idols and different worship, pagan worship, I went to Trinidad and Barbados. In Trinidad, they had this lady standing 20 feet tall outside the airport, three legs, three arms on each side. Amen. And I began to think about my theology. I said, oh, all of a sudden, in America, we don't actually talk about other gods and other religion because we have so much tradition going on that we feel is complete. If a person say, oh, yes, I want to be saved, I want to come to church, be baptized. But when these holidays begin to come, amen, like now, during the center point of Christianity, the resurrection, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. Amen. Nobody can come unto the Father but by me. God brought Jesus back from the dead. He's alive now. That's what talking about faith is a substance. Now faith, now trust, now in God, Now God live. That put more bite in your prayers. You can comprehend more. Paul spoke about, he did some things. He didn't understand what he was doing, but he just went along. Amen. So I'm quite sure that many people today, amen, are listening to this program, and you're going to just following protocol of tradition this time of the year. And it's not for the kids. They just, the leaders, amen, and the parents, amen, and all schools and programs. And we're wrapped up in the situation, amen. Unless you study and pray, God will show you the things about what's happening. Now, there is Buddhism in the Easter Bunny. There's Buddhism. There's a big, if you notice, I noticed sometimes I used to see a large circle. And inside the circle, I would think of that, well, it's a symbol of different animals or whatever. Then I begin to, like say, we begin to research and look that there are three rabbits in a circle. And not only that, but you know, when you're doing being involved or go to some type of magic show, and the wizard come out there, or the magic man come out there, whatever you want to call him, and he take his hat off, and he touch it with his wand on top of the cap, and he pull a rabbit out of the cap. So this rabbit, he's more symbolizing that he's a more of has more power, and he's mystic, amen. Belief is
mythology,
involved.
Mythology as well, part of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much intertwining, because years past, that's where people got their money.
Mm-hmm.
Being in this part, this way, mythology and pagans and witches.
Mm-hmm.
They said that when we read that a rabbit, a witch could turn into a rabbit.
Wow.
So that's witchcraft.
Yes.
That stuff has nothing to do with God.
Nothing.
And we have to separate ourselves. We can't say, oh, we're just going to do it. It's cute. It's happy and make light, or they too young to understand. It says those that come unto God must come as a little child.
Yes.
You have to have an open and a fresh mind. We have to get to the point where we want to delete old thinking and come all the way in to Jesus. That's the only way you will live now, to live in eternity.
Amen. You have to research it for yourself. That's why we're opening it up. You research, amen, the eggs, also the goddess of Estra, dealing with the springtime, amen. So think about researching on your own. Can an Easter bunny have, do they lay eggs? Do they lay eggs? Or is that a chicken egg? They bring it out there. Amen. I know it's comical, but listen, amen. It's blocking the faith.
Yes.
It's blocking the faith of a lot of prayers. They're not really grasping the understanding that Jesus is alive. He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive.
And this is the center point. Amen. The resurrection of Christ.
These things are causing spiritual death.
Yes.
This is what we have to understand. Your spiritual eyes are blinded by these things.
Mm-hmm.
And once you are in a spiritual death, you don't know Jesus. Jesus died so we could live anew, be born again spiritually. That's what he told
Nicodemus,
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Be born again. It's a spiritual rebirth in Jesus. Live in Jesus. That's what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to shift, because we don't want to mix it.
Okay.
Some that say, okay, I'm caught in this tradition, or it's all over the world. Yes, this tradition is all over the world. Amen. It came from Europe. Amen. But it's wrong. Since you're now a Christian, so you can't mix it just because the world is doing it. No, your faith, you came out of the darkness, you came out of a spiritual death into light. You've been reborn. Born again. Think about the birth of children coming forth, and what they have to do, be taught all over again. And now we're looking at the resurrection. It has to be separated. It has to be separated. You know, the Easter is a holiday. Amen. According to King James Bible, it's only, they made reference to it one time. Amen. And all the other Bibles would not take it up. They said Passover. Amen. But we dealt with it because of the fact it is, amen, a now holiday. Yes, it's a now holiday for the Christian faith, for the Christian believers. We're going to look at now the resurrection, why it's so important, why it is so important. And we're going to have some examples of now believers. We're going to read 1 Corinthians 15, 5 through the 8th verse. 1 Corinthians 15, 5 through the 8th verse, King James Bible. Amen. Sister Terry, you have it, read it for us.
4th verse.
All right.
And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once.
At once.
Of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And verse 8, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time.
Amen. Paul went on to say, amen, the 12th verse of 1 Corinthians 15. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Amen. Is your vain, your what we're talking about, your faith. If you not accept Christ, amen, that he's alive now in the resurrection, amen, your faith is empty. Your faith, you don't have any faith. You really can't. You just be saying words. Same word is empty, is vanity. Amen. Vanity of vanity. Amen. Ecclesiastes talks about. Now we want to, there's a prime example we have found in the research, amen, about a man called Simon Greenleaf. Sister Terry, tell us about this man.
Simon Greenleaf was one of the principal founders of the Harvard Law School. Originally set out to disprove the biblical testimony concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he was certain that a careful examination of the internal witness of the Gospels would dispel all the myths at the heart of Christianity.
Amen.
And he ended up proving that it was true. Legally, the Bible is true. All the scriptures are true. And in the end, he became a Christian himself.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And that's what we can do. Mm-hmm. That's what we should do. Mm-hmm. You read the Bible for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It will get inside of you, and there's no way you can doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Psalm 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see." When you taste the goodness of God and all that Jesus has done for you, the love that they have for you, that you can live forever in eternity with them, the way he always intended. God created Adam for humans to always live and be with him in a great state, not a dead state, in a lively way. These lively stones. God wants us to live. forever with Him in a close relationship. When you pray and you read the Word, you will have so much time to spend with God, and it will change your life forever.
Amen. Amen. More Word, more God. More God, more Word. Amen. John 3:16. Amen. It's a synopsis of everything about Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, amen, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's always about life today, and it's very important to do a research of your own about life. If you want to live forever, search the Scriptures. And this is why the enemy, he comes to block your intention. And how dreadful, and how, amen, you might say underhanded, here you are coming right to the hospital, a spiritual, a physical hospital, and here comes someone blocking the door, and you can't go in today. Amen. We don't want to, what, how would that be? Here I'm sick, amen, and you blocking everybody. We're closing down the hospital. We're closing down the grocery stores. We're not selling any more food. We just don't want to sell any more food. Think about that. God say, I'm going to give you eternal life. But you do have an enemy trying to block human race from coming to God as simple as he possibly can. You say, if you accept me as your Lord and Savior. All you have to do is search the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures. Amen. We are body, soul, and spirit. Once your spirit begin to attach to that word, amen, and begin to feed on that word, amen. We're not talking about the natural body. We're talking about the spiritual man, the inner man, the only hunger, amen, the only satisfaction will come, amen, by reading God's word, by digesting God's word. There's no other satisfaction going to help you but reading God's word. There's no other cure, amen, for your loneliness, for your depression, amen, but by reading God's word. Amen. And because of the fact, amen, you don't read the God's word and you don't have no one you feel that you can call on, that you could, that will come to you in your distress and really understand you as a person. Amen. You feel depressed, you feel down, but thank be to God. God is still God. He has His Son that walked this earth, and he saw people crying. He saw their sickness. He came healing. 90% of all Jesus' ministry was when he walked this earth, amen, to undo the works of the devil. He came, he undid what the devil had done, and he's still doing it. He's still doing that ministry. Amen. Undoing, amen, what the enemy has done. Amen. And Jesus said, Apostle John, 1 John 3 and 8, 1 John 3 and 8, King James, he that committed sin is of the devil, but the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. This purpose, amen.
Amen.
This is the purpose. Destroy sickness and death and give you eternal life. That's the purpose of Jesus coming. Amen. He did that. He did
thank
all
you,
of
Jesus.
That. Amen. He did all that. But you have to work it within you. Amen. Like a mustard seed. You have to, a mustard seed. Give it a chance to grow. Get the word down in you. And the more word you put in you, more God words in you, amen, that seed begin to grow. It begin to grow in you. Amen. It begin to grow.
I'm sorry, I left off the book title by Simon Greenleaf, the book that he wrote to prove that the resurrection is real, is the testimony of the evangelist. If you want to go back to it. And this is what's happening now. People want proof. We watch a few movies and we know young people. They just can't believe it because they see parents and other people at church saying one thing and doing another. And I know it's hard for some people to want to be that person that you hear people say, oh, they're crazy. Oh, they're just a Jesus freak.
Yeah.
Well, when you live for Jesus, when you have dug in to the scriptures, say deep calls to deep. God wants you to come in deep so you can grow your spirit. When you do that, those things that people say don't affect you. Because somebody has to be that person. And the will of God is that we're all that person. When you become a believer and you say, for God I live and for God I die, you can be that person. You can tell everybody, Jesus lives. Jesus is real to me. You can tell everybody. Why? Because it's true. You believe it and you want everybody to believe it. And you can do it. You can be that person. If you turn it over, he say, cast your cares on me because I care for you. Turn it all over to him. Pray about it. Ask him to lead you to the person that he wants you to talk to and give you the words to say, and he will do it. I'm a living witness. Everybody starts from square one.
Man.
When it comes to being a true believer and a witness for the living God.
Amen, amen. And the thing about God, he knows your weakness. He walked this earth. He the incarnated God. Amen. In the gospel according to John, the first chapter, the word became flesh. Amen. He was God, total God, and total man. Amen. There's no weakness in him. Amen. But he's the passion, the love that he has for his creation. Amen. That's what keeps God, amen, constantly reaching out. When Isaiah said, I came, amen, I was among you, amen, I asked for you, but everything I did, I'm paraphrasing, amen, you didn't ask, you turned your back on me. You turned your back. God is reaching out today. We would want you to, during this great holiday, this is the foundation of Christianity, my friends. This is the foundation, brethren, amen, Christianity, this is the foundation. Amen. There's no other holiday, no other situation going to come along. This is it. This is it. Amen. You must grasp this. You must wrap your arms and your heart around that he lives. He lives. Because he lives, I can see tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he lives, all of my fears gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Because he lives. He lives.
Because he lives.
And this is the part that we really have to grasp. We have to hold on to that.
Hold on.
I mean, once you begin to see it and meditate on it, that he lived, all you have to need to say, well, Jesus still living. God living in Jesus. He living. God is not dead, but he's living in Christ. He living in Christ. Amen. These other religions and other groups, they meditate so much on their religion, they know it's not nothing. It's vanity. All this vanity, amen, is emptiness, but they meditate on it and they program themselves so, and they wishing. But all you have to know that Jesus lives, you have it, don't mix it up in these holidays. Don't mix it up. Amen. We're going to close out with prayer.
Remove the doubt.
Right? All right.
Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name today. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For knowing.
Thank you.
That we couldn't save ourselves. It was only you that could do it.
Yes.
We thank you right now, God, for sending your son to save us from death. And we thank you, Jesus, for your blood, all of your precious blood that was shed, that we might have the gift of salvation, redemption, justification, and reconciliation. We thank you with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole soul. We will live for you as you live in us this day and every day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you. We're saying, don't let the Easter bunny and his eggs steal your salvation and resurrection in Jesus Christ. God bless you until next time. Bishop Poole and Sister Terry.
He is risen.
Thank you so much for your time today. We hope it was well spent. Joshua 1:8 says, "Read and meditate on the word day and night, and be careful to do what is written in it, and your way will prosper and be successful." We want you all to be successful in the Word of God. If you would like to send your prayer request or questions, they're welcome at thedoctrineoftruth@gmail.com. And if it has been a blessing to you and you would like the true word of the gospel to continue to be spread all over the world, we welcome your donations at P.O. Box 2338. Tallahassee, Florida, 32316. God bless you.